All right, Alexander, everyone is talking about Russia and Ukraine, but we have the other hotspot, which is China, Taiwan. And China kind of spooked everybody a little today when they did this this flyover. Over Taiwan. And people are talking about it. What was the reason for doing this? What's going on here?
Well, this is a massive flyover. I mean, we don't exactly know the numbers of aircraft involved, but we know that there were lots of them, and the report suggests it might have been the biggest of all. Now, it's not actually directly over Taiwan Island. It is an area which is within Taiwan's, if you like, detection zone. It's a sort of extended part of its air defense zone. So the Chinese are again making a massive show of force near Taiwan, emphasizing again that they dominate the airspace around Taiwan Island and along the Taiwan Straits. And this is coming together with reports now that the Chinese Navy has started to carry out permanent movements of its Navy in this area. In other words, that the Chinese Navy is now on constant, it's constant presence in the seas around Taiwan and beyond Taiwan. Now, this is, of course, also happening at the same time as the United States has been sending two of its aircraft carriers into the South China Sea. So you can see that the Chinese are, to some extent, responding to that, but they're making a major show of force in and around Taiwan Island. Now, I just want to make a few points about this, because you mentioned Ukraine. Bear in mind that the Russians have made no threat to invade Ukraine. They made no public threat to invade Ukraine. They've, on the contrary, repeatedly denied that they have any plan to invade Ukraine. And all of these reports about Russian troop movements that we've been hearing about originate exclusively from the West. They are entirely based upon Western reports. We haven't actually seen any Russian reports about these troop movements, any official Russian reports about these troop movements whatsoever. I mean, they may no doubt be there. There may no doubt are lots of Russian troops in European Russia. They usually are. But the Russians have done nothing overtly that actually threatens Ukraine. By contrast, the Chinese are very publicly and very overtly taking steps which are a direct military challenge, both to Taiwan and to the United States' military's control of this region. So you have all the hysteria, all the noise about Ukraine, where, as I said, it's all entirely, the Russians deny they have any plans, are not showcasing their troops in any way. They're not making any obvious overt threats. Fury and rage and worry and stress about this, talk of sanctions and all the rest. The Chinese, by contrast, are making major demonstrations of military power. And what does the United States do? Does it call together, you know, meetings in Camp David, such as we've just had over the Ukraine crisis and all that? Well, nothing. It's complete silence, essentially.
Yeah, a couple of comments on this. Beijing Olympics from the 4th of February to the 20th. Could this be China's way of saying, you know what, don't screw with us during the Olympics or else? You know, in other Absolutely. Words, trying to say, don't pull any false flags or any type of BS or else. That's number one. And number two is if they do try to do something with regards to Russia and Ukraine, some sort of false flag to try and goad Russia to take action against Ukraine, which is a very distinct possibility. I mean, I think there's little doubt that China then will take action against Taiwan and will be in some sort of major world war. I mean, that's just my feeling. I think, you know, if you decide to poke the bear, then the dragon's going to take action. If you decide to screw with the dragon, then the bear is going to take action. I think whatever happens, you may be looking at a massive world conflict taking place.
Just absolutely, Absolutely. Look, first point. I mean, I absolutely think you're totally right about the first point about the Olympics. I think the Chinese are signalling very, very clearly, simply because we're having an Olympic Games, don't think that we have stood down our forces. We, on the contrary, our forces are alert and ready. If you're going to prepare anything, if you're going to try any tricks in connection with Taiwan or elsewhere, using the Olympics as cover, well, we're not going to fall for the same mistake that the Russians did at the time of the Sochi Olympics and allow ourselves to be distracted. We will respond, and we will respond massively. And if the Olympics are lost as a result, well, we're more than willing to pay that price. So that's one signal that they are sending. The other is, and this is, I think, comes directly to the second point. If you think it is a coincidence that the Chinese are making this major show of force in and around Taiwan at the same time that the United States is making such a big play about the crisis in Europe, in Ukraine, well, if you think it's just coincidence, then I have a bridge to sell you. The Chinese and the Russians coordinate together continuously. They coordinate all the time. And we have all this talk of war and conflict in Ukraine, all this talk of sanctions, all this talk now of US troop movements, of the airborne forces being deployed to the Balkans and all that kind of thing. Things which, by the way, won't impress the Russians in the slightest, but that's another story. But the Chinese are saying, well, if you start something in Europe, absolutely be aware that we're ready and we can act, and we stand shoulder to shoulder with our Russian allies, and our forces are on standby over Taiwan. And Ukraine, let's remember, is an absolutely bankrupt, impoverished country. It's the poorest country in Europe. It's going through an economic crisis. It's deepening economic crisis because of all the hysteria that there is about Ukraine and the war there. It's struggling now to raise money in international money markets, because who in their senses would lend money to Ukraine at this point? So Ukraine is a bankrupt, impoverished place. Taiwan, somebody said to me that its GDP is something like 20 or perhaps even 40 times bigger than Ukraine. I can't remember the exact amount. It's also absolutely indispensable to the US economic and technological base, because as we all know, it's one of the major producers, the biggest producer in advanced semiconductors. It is far more important to the US than Ukraine is. So the US, if it gets into a conflict with Russia in Europe over Ukraine, a conflict which it would lose, by the way, and at the same time, that opens the way for the Chinese to take control of Taiwan, well, the US will have made a massive strategic miscalculation, and one which would hurt it directly in ways that even the loss of Ukraine would not.
So this begs the question, why is the Biden White House not coming out with another two-hour marathon press conference to talk about China's potential invasion of Taiwan? Why is the media not jumping on this? In other words, why are they just giving this a pass? I mean, this is a huge deal. Why are they not saying anything? Could the plan be to sink? To for Biden to sink everything? I mean, this is just craziness. It's madness.
The whole thing is beginning to become increasingly outlandish and bizarre. And I'm starting to get the sense that the Europeans, some Europeans, not all of them, obviously, are beginning to become deeply suspicious about this whole affair. My own guess is, and you know, we'll probably discuss this in another program, but my own guess is that there are some people in the United States who are actually unhappy about the fact that the focus of the United States has recently been on China. They want to draw it back to Europe And so they've manufactured a crisis there because of their visceral issues with Russia. So I think that this is partly what this is all about. It's, in other words, partly intended by some people in the United States to refocus US attention on Russia and Ukraine as opposed to Taiwan. And of course, it's working, but that's perhaps more a sign of how utterly chaotic and incompetent and wildly unfocused the administration is, that is worrying about the least important issue and not about the much more important one. The Chinese have just given a not so subtle reminder that Taiwan is a serious problem for the United States. And remember, the Chinese have repeatedly said that they're willing to take action, military action, to reconquer Taiwan. Xi Jinping actually reminded Biden of this during their virtual summit a few weeks ago. So it is very strange that you're focusing all your attention on a country that's never made any threats, which is Russia, and ignoring the country which is actually making those threats, which is China. But that, just as I said, just goes to show how distracted and unfocused this administration is.
Yeah, and the media is
and the media into it as well. Well, the media, I mean, the trouble is, and this is, I think, a long-standing problem, fundamentally, viscerally, there are far more people in the media and in some sections of the US government that hate Russia than there are people who hate China. It's an emotional spasm. They can't let Russia go. They're fixated with it for all kinds of reasons, historic, you know, because of the attitudes that developed during the Cold War, the way in which Putin himself seems to have got under their skin in some weird sort of way. There is this sense that the Russians aren't accepting the fact that they lost the Cold War and have had the effrontery to come back. So there is this visceral anger towards Russia, which there really isn't towards China. But the result is that they're losing focus. By the way, that German admiral who we were hearing so much about and who's just been sacked because he said, you know, all the Russians want is respect and, you know, they have legitimate security concerns and, you know, Crimea is forever lost, all entirely true things. The actual point he was making, if you follow through all his statements properly, is that the real challenge to the West isn't from Russia at all. It is from China, and that all this business with Russia is a massive distraction. Now, he said that using language I personally found inflammatory. Yeah, the language he was making about China, I thought was inflammatory and unwise. But if you think about it from a strategic perspective, it's difficult to argue with him.
Yeah, it's that. I think that's the whole point to everything that's going on. It's, you know, there's, it seems like they're doing this on purpose, focusing on Russia on purpose.
Yes. Well, I get the impression that the State Department team, people like Blinken and Nuland and the others, as I said, are absolutely obsessed with Russia, almost to the exclusion of everything else. I mean, obsessions are very dangerous things. They can lead you up all kinds of disastrous routes. Especially when you conduct foreign policy, and an obsession blinds you. And I think this is what we're seeing. And obviously there may be some elements of calculation, you know, beef up Joe's poll ratings, his favorability ratings and all that. But as I said, it's very dangerous. And they are at serious risk of taking their eye off the ball.
You know, a final note to all of this is that Joe Biden and his team, his White House team, and the people that handle him and the people in and around him and the Newlands and the Blinkens and all of these people, they're no match for this tag team. I mean, they're just no match for Russia and China together. And I think that's what you're seeing play out is both Russia and China, like you said, they're coordinating their approach, and they're, at times they're trolling, at times they're doing these flyovers, at times they're having these press statements or these joint summits together, and it just seems like they're they understand that together they'll completely just wipe the floor with Biden. And Biden himself is just no match. When I mean Biden, we mean the whole machine, whatever it is. It is no match for them. So the U.S. really has to take a step back and say, whoa, we are completely outmatched at this moment. And until we get a new administration, we should just leave this all alone. I mean, really, that's a smart approach.
You're absolutely right about this. And by the way, when you talk about Team China Russia, you are actually using a phrase that the Chinese and the Russians are themselves now using. This isn't widely known, but there was a meeting a couple of weeks ago of Wang Yi, the Chinese foreign minister, and Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister. They were together. And Lavrov actually spoke about Team China Russia. And, Wang Yi said, yeah, absolutely, we are a team. They are a team. They coordinate all the time, continuously. I know there are still people out there who believe that these two countries have some sort of issues with each other, that there's some kind of suspicions between them. I think that this is completely wrong. I think that might have been true 30, 40 years ago. But all this is today, it's wishful thinking to persist with this fantasy. In a video I did quite recently, I actually said, we're seeing far too many self-comforting lies. And that is one. The idea that, the Russians and the Chinese don't work together, that they're suspicious of each other, that they're eyeing each other all the time, is a self-comforting lie. It has no basis in fact. And as you absolutely rightly say, they're wiping the floor. I mean, we've had a manufactured crisis in Europe. I stress again, the Russians have never said that they're invading Ukraine. They've denied continuously that they're doing so. A manufactured crisis in Europe. And the result already is that the United States has been forced into responses, written responses, to Russian demands for legally binding security guarantees, something which the United States should never have got itself drawn into. And we see growing doubts about US policy in Europe, even from this pusillanimous bunch of European leaders, the Scholzes and the Macrons and all the rest, who, to be straightforward about it, then they don't amount to very much either. But they don't want to see, they don't want to be put in a situation where energy prices, gas prices in Europe explode. And at a time when there's already a cost of living crisis, people come out on the streets, as they are already doing, over pandemic related issues. So it's a completely ill-conceived policy by the United States, run by a bunch of amateurs who are completely out of their depth, as they are up against the two most professional and well-run foreign ministries in the world, backed by an intelligence apparatus as extensive as that of the US, and which is wiping the floor with them. It's like I get to put it like this. It's like a juvenile in a casino goes into a really well run casino, doesn't know what to do, and the really well run casino, they'll just take him to the cleaners. He'll come out with nothing.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I also think that the U.S. another comforting lie that a lot of people are spewing and throwing out there is that the U.S. has allies as well. No, there is not one ally, not NATO, not anyone in Europe that I can think of that matches the tag team of Russia and China. Yeah. I mean, not one. The U.S. is on their own here. The U.S. is NATO. Exactly. The U.S. is NATO. Exactly. There is not one military in NATO, not one ally in NATO that complements the United States like Russia complements China. I just wish that someone in the U.S. would just say, look, with Biden at the helm, we can't go through with any of this. If they're planning to do something, they should say, stop. Biden is completely outmatched, to a ridiculous level outmatched.
Absolutely.
They need a new administration in order to take this challenge on.
Absolutely. A new administration which, with some grasp of grand strategy and an ability to actually work out priorities and to apply them consistently. I mean, this needs a level-headed, clear-eyed government, which is not what we have in Washington.
Yeah, oh boy. All right, we'll leave it there. TheDuran.locals.com, Odyssey, Patriot, Rumble, and Super U, and go to the Duran shop. Use the code GOODDAY on that mug right there. 10% off all merch. Take care.